Just thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Paul, for that reading. It was lovely. Love to hear those words. They're quite impactful as well. But before we move into what are we talking about this morning, let's just bow our heads in prayer for a minute. Father, thank you for being here this morning. Lord, all of us have had different weeks this week, and no doubt stressful times too. And we, Lord, we just ask that you just be with us this morning. Open up our hearts, open up our ears, and just open our eyes. But most of all, Lord, keep our eyes focused on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but isn't it great to be able to share communion? It's a special time. And, you know, hopefully enables us to reconnect, helping us to recognize where perhaps we do slip up, or where we just need to bring our worries and troubles to Christ and accepting forgiveness. Where do we start? The Word of God has so much information that guides, encourages, helps, warns. As I have just shown with the balloons, we can hold on to things and feel that God put this on my heart to share with you this morning. Do you know what? The theme, those that perhaps haven't seen it, is actually let it go. No, it wasn't inspired by Frozen. Anybody thinking that we might be seeing me doing a rendition of Elsa's Frozen song? I'm afraid that's not going to happen. But apologies for those that perhaps don't know what Frozen is. Part of the theme of let it go is forgiveness and unforgiveness. Hopefully, we all enjoy reading the Lord's Prayer, and sometimes it feels strange if it doesn't appear during our services at some point. As it's so familiar, we perhaps recite it without truly thinking about what we are actually saying. Nicola, could you just pop it up for me? The new version would be fine. I've got to move my glasses now so I can read it. So it says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours are the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Could you just go back that one slide, please, Nick? Right. Something that hopped out on me was, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. In other versions, it says our debts or debtors. Or sometimes perhaps the word trespass or trespasses are used. But in Mark 16, verse 14, thank you, Nick, you can take that down. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Can you just imagine for a moment holding on to a squash ball in your hand? Or perhaps holding a weight above your head? Or perhaps sometimes when you're playing that game of holding a weight in front of you, whether that may be a litre of water, sometimes perhaps maybe a litre of drink, and you're trying to hold it for as long as possible. I don't know about you, but which option would you take? Would it be the squash ball? Would it be the weights above your head? Or would it be the arm in front? I don't know about you, but I'd actually choose the squash ball myself. I think it's quite a good choice, I don't know about you, because it's actually quite small and no doubt can't cause much pain. So a little bit of sort of semi-partition. What do you want? Do I? Okay. I've got plenty of these. It's not necessarily a squash ball. I just hand a couple out. All right. I'll just give a few out, that's all, and then then hopefully, if you've got painful wrists or suffer from anything, did you want Marshall? Yeah, he's no, you're not allowed to throw them, Marshall, please. Anybody else like to have a... Well, totally. Okie dokie, great. Right, I'm going to hold one as well. So, part of this illustration is... It's quite easy, isn't it? It's quite nice. But what I want you to do is I want you to now, just where you're holding it, just gently start to squeeze that squash ball. That's it. Keep it going. Go on, keep going. That's fine. Go on. You can go a bit faster if you want to, if you think you feel quite fit, as we do, a bit of weight training. I don't know about you, but over time, can you start to feel your wrists starting to ache a bit? Get better people's wrists starting to ache if you're squeezing? Squeeze a bit faster. If you're not getting aches in your wrists, you're not squeezing fast enough. And it starts to move into the forearm. And it gets your forearm here. And it starts to move up your arm and it gets in your shoulder. And it becomes really painful. You know, it's commonly known as some people get repetitive strain syndrome when they're working with computers, when they're using the mouse so much. Well, now what I want you to do is your arm aching, let's just let go of the ball. Oh, that feels better, doesn't it? That feels so much better, so much lighter. I feel so much lighter. That's great. I like that. So, what does squashing of that ball mean? No doubt, all of us at some point in our lives have been hurt by someone, been enraged or angry with someone. You know that person at work that seems to just know how to irritate you, get under your skin? The person who seems to want you to always fail or laughs when things don't necessarily work out for you. We have all perhaps come across these types of people. Or perhaps you may have been hurt deeper than that. Disappointment of someone succeeding when perhaps you thought it should be you progressing, and the holding of a grudge. To unforgiveness, what happens? Whilst we hold that grudge, resentment, unforgiveness, we rob ourselves of spiritual growth, which begins to erode away at our peace and our connection with God. We then start to become resentful, bitter, judgmental, revengeful. We start to perhaps talk behind others' backs. What may seem small, just an illustration with a ball, begins to grow, and it becomes harder to let go, to forgive. We start to fall away from God, and in the bitterness starts to build building blocks between God and us. The wound we had becomes deeper. We begin to slander. Our emotions kick in, which, left unforgiven, can move us even further away from God. Perhaps we begin to resent God. No doubt this happens. We get into a spiral we think we can't get out of. We then begin to feel ashamed. In Mark 6:15, "But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Forgiveness is not only a command, but also a condition for receiving God's forgiveness. Holding on to unforgiveness prevents us from experiencing the fullness of God's mercy and grace. God calls us to release negative feelings and embrace kindness, tenderness, and forgiveness towards others, just as he has forgiven us through Christ. In our reading in Ephesians 4:31-32, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." In Colossians it says, make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. God lovingly guides us through difficult waters, but gives us his word to read, soak into our souls, and try to begin living according to his will. Sometimes it's tough, but God never said he would leave us, but always be there, giving light for our feet, constantly giving out his mercy and grace when we fall. If you're perhaps struggling with unforgiveness and need help, do you know what? We're not alone. We have a helper. In John 14, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all the things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So Jesus promises to give us a helper in the Holy Spirit, to help guide us, to help correct us, and help us to be more like Jesus every day. So we are not alone. So don't let that squash ball hurt you. Just let it go. Forgive and ask God to help you through those difficult times. As he said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." So let's just pray for a moment. Dear Father God, we come before you acknowledging the weight of unforgiveness that we carry. Help us to release the burdens of bitterness, anger, and resentment that hinder our spiritual growth and rob us of peace. Please give us the strength to forgive others as you have forgiven us, and fill our hearts with your love and compassion. May we experience the freedom and healing that comes from embracing forgiveness and letting go of unforgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm just going to leave you with one scripture for the end. It says, "Then Peter came to ask him and asked, 'Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. Amen.